and welcome everyone once again to another edition of The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, the podcast heard exclusively on WJAB.org, that's WJAB.org, and the purpose of this podcast is to put the spotlight on the great musical creative talent we have here in North Alabama, the 256 area, and checking out actually our new theme song. DJ Scissorhands gave us our theme song for like the first 7 or 8 episodes, and he said he wanted to update it, so this is a new updated version of our theme song. And so, as always, big salute to my man DJ Scissorhands. Now, sitting across from me this afternoon for the podcast is a gentleman who saxophonist. Plays, I guess, every form of the sax you could play. Also, man, many talents, photographer, artist, just an all-around artist in his own right. Originally from Florence, Alabama, Huntsville, you name it, North Alabama, the whole point of this podcast. Want to welcome to The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, the sax man himself, Shelly Williams. Shelly, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Marcus. How you doing?
Great. And thank you for taking time out of your schedule.
Oh, this is a pleasure.
To chat with us here on The Music, The Message, The Mixtape. Now, I just told everyone you're a saxophonist, and those who also know you in the world of photography.
Yes.
Also, so you those are obviously, it's real cool because one, since you're in the world of music and, of course, the world of jazz.
It's artistic.
Right.
Flavor in both worlds. You have to use your imagination as well as you get the ability to do what God taught you how to do. To see things and feel things and see colors and make people happy by taking photographs of them, mm-hmm. and giving them a good image of themselves to represent themselves well.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. I said you're from Florence, Alabama, but tell us, for those who may not know Shelly Williams, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm from Florence because I went to Burl Slater for my high school, W.C. Handy for my elementary school. But once I finished Burl, they integrated and we went to Bradshaw. I put in about, I did 4 years over there, and then I came to Alabama A&M, where I really felt like a great deal of my knowledge about music took off. I knew some, but once I got up at Alabama A&M with Alabama A&M music professors talking to me and bringing me up to the point where I actually know what I know about music today. They talked to me, and they took a young man who knew very little about music, but they saw the spirit in him, wanted to learn. So they did just that. They taught me, and they took time out to let me grow.
Now, do you remember how old were you when you said, when you got your first saxophone? Like, how old were you when you...
I was in high school. So, like, it was my... You couldn't play until you got to the 10th grade. So I saw my first saxophone pretty much, I guess, around about 14, maybe 15, and I started looking at it, and I saw it, and I fell in love with the saxophone before I even played it. When I picked it up, I sounded like a mad goose because I sound so bad. The whole neighborhood hated me, but they ended up liking me in the end because after about 4 months, I got better on it.
So, and was that like high school band?
Or high school band.
It was high school band, yes. You were in, and then that's when you decided you were going to take up the sax.
Right. The only instrument I ever taken up was saxophone. I saw it, fell in love with it, didn't want to do anything else but play sax. They pretty much had an opening for me, and I walked right in it.
Now let's talk about some of your musical recordings that you put out. I guess I'm going to touch on your latest one, okay. Which is entitled Taming the Storm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about that. Who did you work with when you put together Taming the Storm?
Me and George West, Sr., Overhead Musician Workshop Studio. We put this together in his studio. He did the rhythm part. I worked on the melody. We pretty much sit in there for about 4 months and just kept working these songs until we actually got them to come to where we wanted. We had a ideal of what we want, but once we started laying the tracks, each one of them got modified.
Okay, so now you and George have worked on, this isn't the first project that you
worked on. We worked on, this would be my third project with him, and the first one we put together, it was more about Caribbean flavor music with different genre to it, but it was called Tone Through Rhythm, and I really enjoyed it, but I learned a great deal. I learned more working on the second one, getting to know you, and we sort of like found out that we needed to make it more of a niche for still scattering out so many different flavors. If you're going to do jazz, point it in a direction and try to keep it in that direction.
Okay, so that would be part of, I guess, the musical growth you went through, where the first album
was scattered.
Had more of a it was Caribbean scattered. World music feel. Mm-hmm.
And then
now with this latest album of yours, Taming the Storm, it's basically what you would consider your contemporary jazz, smooth jazz.
Basically, for me, this would be smooth jazz, but if you actually listen to the CD, you recognize that I got some smooth, and I just basically a person that play with a lot of flavor and a lot of force. So sometimes some of that smooth jazz don't necessarily come out smooth, but it's still jazz.
Right. Okay, now, I always like to ask individuals this. You're a very family-oriented person, and of course, you're known throughout the community, especially here in Huntsville and Florence and really just surrounding areas. When you're putting together a project like this, or any musical project that you're doing, does family, friends, the people that you know, do they play a role in the music that you put? Like, for example, this is your music's very family friendly and all that. Is that things you consider when you're putting this together?
My life is about family. I govern myself with this thought: if it embarrass the family in the public, don't do it.
Right.
So, like, if I gotta perform it for them or someone they're gonna take it back to them, it gotta be to a point where it's respectable enough that you can take it anywhere. And it's sort of like who I am anyway, because you can have many radical ideas, but unless you control those ideas and place them so that they can be of use to the world, you keep them to yourself.
And how, when you decided that you wanted to venture into music, years ago, how was the family supportive? Were they supportive? Were they a little surprised? Were they?
It was my mama. My mama made it possible for everything. She basically studied each one of us and see what we was gonna be or what we wanted to be. In me, she saw there was an artist, because I also I draw and do portraits as well. But she saw that artist in me, and she would not leave it alone. So when she took me down to look at the saxophone and to be able to get it for the first time, we really couldn't afford it. But she herself knew that I was not going to be just a person that go work and, do work and just be satisfied. I need to do something that would actually stimulate my mind.
Awesome, awesome. Well, this is the music, the message, the mixtape, the podcast heard exclusively on WJAB.org. We're going to take a musical break, because we're going to check out music from the Sax Man's CD, Taming the Storm. This is Sunshine in the Mist, right?
Yes.
All right, we're going to check out Sunshine in the Mist, bring you a good sampling of that. And when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit about this track, and we'll continue with our spotlight on the Sax Man, Shelly Williams, on the Music, the Message, the Mixtape. Welcome back to the Music, the Message, the Mixtape podcast on WJAB.org. org.org. And we just heard Sunshine in the Mist from the Sax Man. Florence, Alabama's own. Huntsville, Alabama's own. I think anything in between there, they can just about claim
that's
you.
That's just in the North Alabama. Because I played everywhere around here.
Just about everywhere. So tell us about that track we just heard.
Taming the Storm is just like it's the title piece, but it's also, it's the first song. And it's when you listen to the whole album, you recognize that what I'm trying to do is explain going through many different parts of your life, like hard time, good times, whatever. That it always, after the storm, that's this beautiful regeneration of life. And you can feel the song as it builds, and in the end it turns into a straight up, like you're full of life, like the sun on regenerated the earth.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, of course, we just checked that out from your CD, Taming the Storm. Who do you listen to? If you're in, when you're driving down the street or you're at home, who do you listen to?
When it depends on the mood, but if let's just go general, Ronnie Law, Grover Washington is the old school. And if I was to go through, just put in my own tapes, I might put some Charlie Parker in just to get my skills back up and learn stuff. Mm-hmm. But to today's music, I find it very difficult to just listen to one artist because I'm sort of stuck into the Erykah Badu, the Aretha Franklin, the artists that actually can it's many different styles, mm-hmm. but vocalist is more my style of listening to now, more so than the jazz artists.
Okay, now you mentioned Charlie Parker and artists like that. So who are artists that influenced you that you
Ronnie
said?
Laws, most definitely Grover Washington. I have some local people who have a great deal of influence on me, but basically, the ones that's out there where you just listen to their sound, and even though I sometimes try to imitate, but I found out that imitating the sound doesn't necessarily sound like that sound. Mm-hmm. It just helped create your own sound. And Grover Washington was the first one that showed me that you could, not instead of doing just a standard jazz, you can make it more of a modern type flavor where people can dance to your music,
right,
which made it more enjoyable to everyone.
Now you've been how long have you actually been playing in the scene?
Okay, truthfully, I've been playing at least 40 years.
Okay.
When I came to town, I actually started getting into groups in town and pretty much been in the band in different bands from one extreme to another, but mostly I'm just a musician for hire. So I've been around playing for jazz group, gospel group, blues group, you name it, I play for it.
Now, I ask that because have you seen a growth, honestly, musically in the city as far as when you started 40 years ago and now you've been putting out music, you've had solo gigs, you played with bands, you played with your own jazz band. How has the music scene grown? Has it grown in Huntsville? Has it grown at the rate that you like?
It's confusing here. Actually, Huntsville is a very confusing town to make it in, mm-hmm. because some of the artists that I know are great artists, they're not getting no play.
Right.
There are a lot of artists in this town that you can walk around downtown and you hear people playing music, and they're good. They're actually something that you can enjoy, but you yourself know there's other people that are suffering that's actually having to give up music that couldn't make it here because they couldn't make enough money from playing around this area. But if they leave out of town and come back, they seem to do much better.
Okay. Now, of course,
did that answer the question for us? Growth is concerned. Okay, I wanted to make sure I didn't just shoot around.
Yeah, you did, because I just think, and not just in the world of jazz, but I see a lot of R&B, hip-hop. Huntsville, as you said, is kind of a confusing area because you got a lot of talent here.
Great
artists. Sometimes
here.
It's really weird how the talent is invested in as far as the audience and as far as promoters and venues and all that. This is where I agree with you. It's very confusing. People want it, but then it's sometimes hard to get
it. Jazz is the one area that is confusing because they love jazz around here.
Mm-hmm.
But to get it, to support it, you almost have to make it a special event for people to come out. And truthfully, jazz is one of the most relaxing sound to just sit back and go out for an evening, let someone play some music and let you form your thoughts around and relax for the day. Jazz is very important to just getting you through life.
What is one of the things that you've learned since you've been a recording artist, since it's your third album out? What's like a valuable lesson that you've learned in the maybe in the recording process or promotion process or creating music? Is there like one lesson that you've learned or something that you said, I won't do that again, or the next time I put an album out, I'm definitely doing this?
It's two things I learned. One, when I put out an album, make sure it's got a theme behind it. Don't just put out something that just erratically go in every direction, mm-hmm. because you won't find nobody to actually focus in. But if you put an album with a meaning behind it, a message, whether it is musically, just music or with words around it, you need something to indicate what it's about. So give it a theme. But the one thing I would never do again, and that is just come in here and say, sit down and just start putting the album together without understanding what my purpose is for mm-hmm. it. Because you can play all day long, but you need a purpose for your music in order to give it a direction.
Okay. Now, as we're wrapping things up here on The Music, The Message, The Mixtape, as I said before, our special guest in-house is the sax man, Shelly Williams. Where can our listeners get your music? Where is it available? And also social media outlets.
Well, social media outlet is pretty much Facebook.
You're on Facebook.
Right. You go on there and you hit my page and you will see videos and different events where I be at. I'm pretty much a gun for hire, so I don't really have a schedule where I be at. Mm-hmm. People call me up to perform, and I play in a group named Juice. Mm-hmm. In that group, we do a lot of party gigs, but we do mostly weddings. So our playing is mostly private. And when we do corporate parties too. So a lot of times, just the general public, they see us only when we perform for their organization. Mm-hmm. Now, for us getting my music, you can go to CD Baby or any iTunes or many of the digital downloads. Almost every song that I got is on a digital download. Mm-hmm. And they pick them up quick nowadays. You might get about, 2 cents for each song that's sold. But mm-hmm. you will find this out there to be found.
Okay, so one of the key things is definitely, if they're interested in you, check you out on Facebook under Shelly Williams.
Because I'm always updating. I put videos on there, and right. I put information so that you can see that I still love this music. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I want to make sure that you understand that I'm doing it, so by giving you an example of what I do.
Okay. And also, don't forget, check out Shelly's music on CD Baby
yes.
as well. A lot of artists go there, and Shelly Williams' music is available on CD Baby as well. So just if all else fails, just Google Shelly Williams Jazz.
Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
Marcus, you and Joy Sydney and Jackie have played my music up here at the radio station, and I have got feedback that have done my career a great deal of good. But most of all, it have did my mental state to hear my music being played on such a popular station by you and by the people here that show the love back, which they do to all the local artists that's here. And a lot of times, this is the only way of getting it out there to the public. And we want to thank you for that.
We're happy to get all of our great talent that we have.
Without you, we never would be heard.
Mm, we will. That's one of the reasons for WJB. We're happy to outreach and do that for our listening audience in the 256 North Alabama area, as far as we're reached. As we're wrapping things up, we're going to play another selection from your CD, Taming the Storm. Now, this one is entitled, if I'm correct, Taming the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us a little bit about that as we get ready to go to it.
It goes back to the album. Taming the Storm is a mixture of many songs, but if you listen to this particular piece, it's got a fast groove to it, mm-hmm. and it's like the storm have taken off, and it's pushing, and it's doing all the damage that it can do, but in the process, you know that at the end of the song that you're going to feel the regrowth that it's producing in the process.
Awesome. Well, Sax Man, thank you for coming up and joining us on The Music, The Message, The Mixtape. And as we're going out, we're going to check out Taming the Storm here on The Music, The Message, The Mixtape.
Thank you.
And that does it for another edition of the Music, the Message, the Mixtape. I want to thank special guest Shelly Williams once again, the sax man, for stopping by and sharing some information with us here on this podcast. And first and foremost, I want to thank for technical assistance, web assistance, internet assistance, and all that good assistance, Miss Latoya Clemens for her help as always. Also, once again, salute to my man DJ Scissorhands for our theme song. Now, don't forget you can always check us out online. That's wjab.org. Once again, that's wjab.org to follow this podcast and all the podcasts that we do for this particular show. Have a great one and take care. Peace.